In your opinion, is there global warming caused by man, or is that natural?
In my opinion, we don't actually know. And when you look at the scientific data, it's more confusing than the theology of the left tells you. I think you can design a strategy that, in fact, allows you to minimize. This is where hydrogen's a nice solution. It allows you to minimize carbon loading in the atmosphere. But my hobby is studying dinosaurs and other fossils. There are wild swings in the climate of the Earth, including as recently as 11,000 years ago when the Gulf Stream quit for 600 years, and for 600 years you had a little ice age in Europe because there was no water, warm water coming up from the Caribbean. Now, the truth is, nobody actually knows why it quit, and nobody knows why it started up. But it made a huge difference in places like Britain and Germany, which were rapidly becoming covered by glaciers again. So Al Gore, who in the 1980s I worked with when he was terrified about nuclear winter, go back and read his speeches on nuclear winter. We were all going to freeze to death, the greatest threat to the world. And Time magazine did a cover story on the coming ice age. And so what we now know is that the solution to nuclear winter has been global warming. And one of the signs of global warming is that this is the coolest May in many years in Washington, because one of the early indicators of warming is that it gets cooler. And if you watch these guys, this is what they say. I mean, whatever happens, they plug it back in to see it's, you know, do we have lots of hurricanes last year? Global warming. Turns out, in fact, we're back in a cycle of hurricanes which are caused by a depression over the Sahara, which then affects the Atlantic, which last happened in the 1950s. Without global warming. But this time it has to be global warming, because anything on the Weather Channel is global warming. So I guarantee you, last example of this, that several years ago, under Clinton, they brought this entire collection of weathermen to the White House. And they all were meeting at the White House, and none of them had brought umbrellas. And it suddenly started raining unpredictably. And the next day, somebody made the comment, if the weathermen weren't aware of the weather that day, why is it I'm supposed to understand their climatological projection for the next 40 years? Now, at one level, I'm not trying to make light of this. As an intellectual who has looked a lot at geological history, I am convinced we should be prepared for shifts in climate. I am not convinced that the shift in climate is inevitably warmer, and I think depending on what happens to the sun and what happens to the oscillation of the Earth, the odds are equally good in the next 50 years that the next shift will be colder rather than warmer, because when the sun and the Earth change, they change at a scale that is much greater than the largest possible human impact on global warming. And if you ended up suddenly with something like we did 11,000 years ago, all of Northern Europe would be saying, put more carbon in the atmosphere. Do everything you can, because they literally would have they'd have huge glaciers coming down towards the national city. So I just think we ought to have a much more open, honest public debate. And what you've seen has been political demagoguery masquerading as science. And those scientists who stood up to object, who are, by the way, very good climatologists, have been literally browbeaten by their colleagues who said, how dare you challenge this, the current wisdom. So I'm a little more dubious than many of my friends. Let me thank all of you for being here.